WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan Group, looking to allow all city council positions to be voted on by the city at large, has withdrawn its request to add the charter amendment without petition signatures. But that didn't stop nearly 20 people from speaking during the public comment portion of Tuesday night's council meeting. 16 of 18 were opposed to the idea, including Andy Herrera, who in 1969 was the first Hispanic councilman.
It seems like y'all want to go back to pre-1969. That's where they're located, where the big fat cats were the only ones that got elected. And this is what you're trying to do with this proposal.
One of the two who weren't opposed was a member of the group continuing to collect signatures, and an A&M political science professor offered his expertise to the council. The comments are posted online at WTAW.com. Tuesday's Bryan City Council workshop included the first public disclosure of plans of converting the municipal golf course into a super park. Mayor Jason Byinski says he's been working on the project for 6 months.
Super park would entail soccer fields and baseball fields, softball fields. We're looking at like the AstroTurf type fields, artificial surface, you know, the Pee Wee football fields, potentially one of those skate parks that we voted on here just recently, walking trails. So there's volleyball courts. There's a lot that it can encompass.
Byinski says golf course revenue continues to fall and major expenditures would be required to compete with Briarcrest and the recently reopened A&M course. The mayor says a consultant has been hired and a formal presentation will be made in the next 30 days. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is among those who have written Governor Perry asking for him to intervene to prevent the former Army Reserve Center in Bryan from opening as a shelter for illegal immigrants.
Berry's letter states it's her understanding that other communities have offered the necessary resources and are better suited to sustain these children. She also says the stress placed on our educational system and economy, along with the potential impact on the health and safety of our citizens, would be unacceptable. Berry also says, although we recognize the scope and magnitude of this humanitarian crisis and empathize with the plight of these unfortunate children, our community is simply not equipped to adequately handle this population. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan School District teachers are getting more guidance about issuing grades. Revisions were approved at this week's school board workshop. Assistant Superintendent Teresa Voltz says teachers will be told to count each major grade once. Board member Kelly Levy asked if teachers counted the same grade multiple times.
Do you think they were putting them in there more than once?
Well, when we took it to the teacher group, they actually said that they knew that that was occurring in their schools.
Students were also involved in the recommendations. Blinn College has split one vice president's position into two. Overseeing the health sciences and technical and workforce education divisions is Cynthia Griffith, who has been vice president of instruction. An interim will be named to fill Griffith's former role shortly. For the second time in as many weeks, College Station police are looking for those responsible for multiple thefts from unlocked vehicles. Monday, officers took 10 reports. Most came from the neighborhood across Rock Prairie Road from Brian Bachman Community Park. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Beat the heat and get started on a healthier new you. Join Aggieland Fitness Dome for free. Call or stop by Aggieland Fitness Dome today, 979-690-3663, and get started on your risk-free trial. Aggieland Fitness Dome offers group fitness classes, indoor boot camps, fitness evaluations, on-site childcare, basketball, volleyball, cardio, personal trainers, tons of free weights, and more. So what are you waiting for? It's free to get started at Aggieland Fitness Dome. 979-690-3663.
610, having a look at the weather, brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
Bright sunshine across the area at times today. Any cloudiness could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. It should reach 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 75. We'll have more sun tomorrow with the chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75 degrees. Lots of sunshine on Friday. Temperatures on Friday, they're going to be right around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Zach Taylor in sports. All-Star game was last night, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't see his truck out there, okay. Maybe. Yeah. But I came in
what?
Earlier.
What?
I don't know. I haven't been down that end of the hall yet. May need to make a phone call.
I was going
to
say, do you have his cell phone number?
I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
I'm here. You got me?
Oh, hey!
Yeah, we were here.
It's crazy this morning. Yeah, the TCL All-Star game was last night. And it didn't end until after 11. So.
Oh my gosh!
And I was there, so I'm running on a little bit of lack of sleep today.
Congrats! Well, see, youth is a good thing, okay?
It is.
Because any of the guys who've been in sports there in the last 15 years probably would have trouble getting here this morning.
Yeah. So, anyways, that World Cup news, and of course, Major League Baseball, all that more coming up in sports.
And so, how many people were left there at Cellucor Field?
It cleared out quite a bit. Yeah. Whenever it hit around the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You know, first pitch, I said 7:05 yesterday. It actually was originally scheduled for 7:35. There was some usually the game started at 7:05.
But that auction ran long, right?
I wasn't there for the auction. Okay. The Home Run Derby ran long. That's what really did it. And then first pitch went until like close to 8:30.
Well, you see, and isn't it just the way that things line up in sports? Because today is the anniversary of that All-Star game back in 2002 that finished in a tie after 11 innings.
In Milwaukee, yeah.
In Milwaukee. It was cold and nobody cared that much, I think is probably what it was. And they just went, look, we got stuff to do.
Well, that was when the new stadium was inside. So.
Yeah.
But they actually ran out of people because, you know, they got to have to fit all the pitchers in and everything.
Oh,
and they
didn't
have anybody to pitch.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and what was the final score? I mean, I'm not...
I can't remember.
Come on, you were
like,
there.
I think it was like 2-2, maybe something like that.
No, I'm talking about last night.
Oh,
no, it's 7-7. Yeah,
it was 7-3. North ended up winning the good guys. So
all right, okay. And the parking lot didn't. So in other words, you weren't caught up in traffic after the game.
No, I got out of there pretty quick, like so.
All right. So, Dad, do you have your sports done? Do we need to allow you to go do that?
I've got the sports done. Just didn't have the mic on for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, man, now you've been in radio long enough to know that really is rule number one.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. Well, I also know when to turn it off as well.
That's also
rule number one is show up, and he did that.
Yeah, that's
all.
True. I guess that's right.
So
yeah,
you are welcome, Scott.
All right, we'll move forward there.
It's going to be a good day.
Oh, yeah.
A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
I'm guessing, though, the good thing is by that time things had cooled off. It was pretty comfortable there, right?
Yeah, it was very comfortable. Yeah. Just had to keep from yawning for most
of it. It's almost like being at a 7-1 World Cup game, right?
Yeah, without the crying.
I know they have beer out there. I don't know if they had coffee, though.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
There you go. It's day 190. Means we've got 175 of them to go. It is July the 9th. It's, there you go, National Sugar Cookie Day.
Mm.
Which, you know.
I'm more of a chocolate chip man myself, okay. But I appreciate a good sugar cookie.
You know, Pillsbury did the slice and bake things. You know, that just makes sugar cookies easy. That's all there is. I mean, you know, if you can't slice it and put it on a cookie sheet, then you know it's your own dang fault. And I don't know what this other thing is. It's called Martyrdom of the Bab. Does that resonate with either of y'all?
No, nope.
Well, I'll charge you, Patrick, with trying to figure out what Martyrdom of the Bab, B-A-B, is. In the meantime, then Zach will give us some birthdays.
Some birthdays today. Georgie Henley, big time. Georgie Henley is turning 19. Played Lucy on The Chronic, What Bulls of Narnia.
Of course.
That's a, yeah, anyway. Okay. Mitchell Musso is turning 23. He played Hannah Montana's best friend, Oliver.
I'm waiting on somebody I've heard of.
So, Fred Savage is turning 38 today.
Hey, there you go. Wonder Years.
Yeah,
right?
Kevin Arnold on the Wonder Years. He also played The Mole.
Get that age again?
38.
Yeah, 38 today. That's right. Little what's his name from Wonder Years?
Little Kevin.
38. All right.
Jack White is turning 39. Of course, Jack White and the White Stripes, pretty good band. I like. Or well, it's not Jack White and the White Stripes. It's the White Stripes. Courtney Love is turning 50 today.
Oh yeah.
She looks so much older than that.
I was going to say collecting bets. Yeah.
Good grief. Jim Kerr is turning 55. Simple Minds singer.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Nash is turning 55 today. Pro wrestling.
Oh, of course. Made the, when you say that.
Yeah, made the move from the WWF to the WCW and all that stuff. Here's a blast from the past. Kelly McGillis is turning 57.
Get that age, 57.
57.
That was the Top Gun lady and Witness and some other stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and yeah. I forgot she was in Witness.
Yeah, she was.
She looks different with the bonnet on. Tom Hanks is turning 58 today.
All right.
So Tom Hanks. Jimmy Smits is turning 59. John Tesh, 62.
John Tesh.
John Tesh.
Last time I was at the NAB convention, he was the speaker.
Oh, did he sing for you too, or did he just...
You know, he didn't sing. He did tell stories that he thought were humorous.
Oh well. O.J. Simpson is turning 67 today. Uh-huh. Richard Roundtree, of course, who played Shaft, is turning 72. Uh-huh. And one of my favorites, Brian Dennehy, is turning 76.
I agree. I like him a lot. He's done a lot of stuff. All right, what do we find?
Well, Baha'i faith. Is that how it's pronounced?
Oh, yeah, the Baha'i. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a young Persian merchant known as the Bab.
Oh, okay.
Charged with apostasy and shot.
But
the Bab was considered to be in the Baha'i faith, the manifestation of God.
Ah, there we go. Okay. Seals and Crofts, if you remember them, they were Baha'i. And all right. We learned something more today.
We did.
That and Kelly McGillis is 57. Hey, man, it's 618.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass was pesky. Ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president's going to meet finally with Texas Governor Rick Perry on Wednesday to discuss the crisis at our border, though he's not going to visit the border himself. The White House is now requesting $4.3 billion from Congress to hire more immigration judges, $2 billion for judges, and open up more facilities. Now, it's not exactly like they intend to send them back home. Doesn't sound like it. Todd Starnes has now sources in the camps alleging the government is covering up serious health threats, tuberculosis, constant coughing, chest pain, spitting up blood, it's spreading, along with an epidemic of lice, scabies, measles, chickenpox. But yet then we have Congressman Bridenstine is denied access to even check the place out in Oklahoma. You wouldn't guess this from the government or your liberal news media, now would you?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know those sun-facing windows that bake your rooms in the mornings or those afternoon-facing windows that make you crank up the AC? Now, you can do what I did and go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com tames those heat-seeking rooms with gorgeous blinds and shades and shutters and drapes that help block the sun's rays. What's more, your Blinds.com window coverings will give each and every room that model home look. If you hurry now, you save up to 20% on their most popular products right now. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. To avoid spending the day on the lake, a man told his family it was infested with sharks, so he could go to Hot Deals of Summer at Golfsmith, where you'll find the lowest prices of any golf store, guaranteed. And it's on dry land. During Hot Deals of Summer, get a set of Nike VRS Covert 2.0 irons and get a Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver. Absolutely free. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice-over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley survey.
It's 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We didn't get to do an unusual story this morning since we were finding out about the All-Star game, but comes now the story of a man in Sweden who faces charges for illegal weapons possession after building a crossbow to protect himself from vampires.
Of course.
Like you would. I mean, gosh. The man has a history of weapons violations.
Oh.
I don't know that you want that. Police were on their way to pick him up for a trial relating to a bench warrant having to do with knife laws. Upon arriving at his apartment, where of course you'd... Where, how do you build and test a crossbow when you live in an apartment?
Short range, carefully.
Guess so, that too. Maybe it was a Nerf. Maybe it was a Nerf crossbow. You know,
they do have those, by the way.
Do they? I had no idea. Really, I can't imagine.
I think they're still air powered, though.
Pretty sweet setup.
Federal government would allow that to happen. Wait a minute. You have experience with a Nerf crossbow?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Both of you?
I don't know if I don't think I've ever fired one. I've just seen them in commercials.
Okay.
I've only wished and hoped and dreamed.
So what, did you, what, knock down empty Red Bull cans with that, Patrick?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Red Bull? No. This is before Red Bull even.
Oh, even, okay. All right. Upon entering his apartment, they discovered that a crossbow with arrow ready was pointing right at the door. It's the reason they tell you to go in low, I guess.
Yeah.
The man had earlier written on his Facebook page, "Today I'm going out to kill vampires." Okay, they've already got a bench warrant for him for knife law violations. They're going after him for that, and he goes ahead and posts that on his Facebook.
Not smart, not smart at all.
That would be an interesting guy to follow, though, wouldn't it? I mean,
yeah.
But I don't know if you want to be friended by him, right? That probably would not be a good thing.
Especially if you're pale.
Yeah.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See them at NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brasses for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Citigroup will settle. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Citigroup and the Justice Department are dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a settlement deal. Federal prosecutors accused the banking giant of selling shoddy mortgages prior to the financial crisis. The Wall Street Journal says the agreement will call for Citigroup to pay about $7 billion. Port cities from Houston to New York could see a pickup in activity a couple of years from now. A decade-long project to modernize the Panama Canal will be completed in 2016. When the canal is widened to accommodate bigger ships, container cargo from Asia that now goes to Pacific ports could bypass the West Coast and go directly to the eastern U.S. Passengers aboard a Frontier Airlines jet got a surprise treat when their plane was stuck on a runway in Cheyenne, Wyoming for a couple of hours this week. The pilot called the local Domino's and ordered enough pizza to feed everyone on board before taking off. Stock market futures are flat. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751. Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go. They've squeezed most of the rain out of the forecast, so we're just going to deal with the hots for a while. It looks like 95 or higher, with maybe a little 20% chance of showers today and tomorrow, and then it's completely out of the forecast. And by Sunday, we're looking at 97 or so, because it is that time of year. And the mid-70s will be our low temperature. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 73.
Your life is a journey through time. We live by the clock. So why does science have such a hard time defining time? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. All we really have is time. It's a common expression, but when you think about it, what exactly is time? It's really hard to define.
Time in particular is one of the most puzzling concepts that we as humans have ever come upon.
Physicist and professor Brian Greene, author of the book The Fabric of the Cosmos.
And the reason it's so puzzling is that we experience time. We all know what it means to feel time flowing to the future. The real strange thing, however, is that as science and physics in particular has come to understand time, those basic features that we all experience are not there. They're not there in the map.
We know intuitively what now means. Now means now. But Brian says,
physics seems to have no special notion of now. In fact, Einstein had a real famous quote where he said, physics is unable to give any special meaning to what we intuitively call now, this moment. So when you had your breakfast this morning, in some sense, according to physics, you still are having your breakfast there this morning, because that's one moment in a grand expanse of a static time, if you will, that in a way resembles more space than the intuitive notion of time itself.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Applause rang through Bryan City Council chambers multiple times Tuesday night. The cheers began when it was announced the group proposing all members of the council be elected by the city at large withdrew its request to add the charter amendment to the November ballot without petition signatures. The applause returned 16 more times following each speaker who voiced their opposition. Ethan Brisby was among those who also called for the council to bring more business to minority neighborhoods.
The people in districts 1 and 2 long for development and economic inclusion, not a political reprimand. Yes, we can make some changes politically, but we also need to invest in the delicate human capital that is untapped. There is a latent demand for economic development programming like tax allocation districts, enterprise zones, business incubators in the areas of Bryan that we're considering.
About 1,400 signatures need to be certified for the council to consider the proposal. Then the council has until August 18th to add the item to the November election. The days may be numbered for Bryan's municipal golf course. The city council learned Tuesday of efforts to turn the 150-acre space into a super park. Mayor Jason Byinski says there would be artificial fields for football, baseball, softball, and soccer, along with walking trails and volleyball courts.
In addition, we'll have some spaces available for lease for restaurants and maybe even some hotels to accommodate the athletic complexes that'll be in the area.
Byinski says it's a win for Bryan taxpayers who won't have to subsidize a growing deficit at the municipal course, and a win for golfers who can take advantage of special rates at Briarcrest, which remains on the tax rolls under new ownership. Byinski says the council will hear a presentation from a recently hired consultant in the next 30 days. Teachers in the Bryan School District are getting more guidance on issuing grades. Concerns aired during a school board workshop this week included Tommy Vasquez, who calling for teachers to be more timely with homework assignments.
I would imagine that there's probably some heated arguments at home going, no, I've made that up, yes, but it's not there. Because I know towards the end of the school year, there were some parents that were really concerned that, you know, my baby's not going to graduate, or, you know, they're not going to pass the course because it basically looks like they don't have good grades.
Grading policies were also split into three age groups in Bryan schools, one for kindergarten and first grades, another for second through fifth grade, and for grades 6 through 12. The district president of Blinn College has announced the creation of a second academic vice president. Filling the new role of vice president of workforce education and health sciences is Cynthia Griffith. She had those responsibilities as vice president of instruction. Another vice president will be named to oversee Blinn's academic programs. President Harold Nolte says two vice presidents will allow greater focus on every division at Blinn. Letters have been sent to Governor Perry opposing immigrant children south of the border being housed at the former Army Reserve Center in Bryan.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry told the governor such an influx would have detrimental effects on both communities. Berry states, although we recognize the scope and magnitude of this humanitarian crisis and empathize with the plight of these unfortunate children, our community is simply not equipped to adequately handle this population. She goes on to say the stress placed on our educational system and economy, along with the potential impact on the health and safety of our citizens, would be unacceptable. And she says it's her understanding that other communities have offered the necessary resources and are better suited to sustain these children. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Dallas officials who lost out on hosting the 2016 Republican National Convention say their inability to offer a June date hurt their bid. The selection of Cleveland over Dallas will be ratified by the RNC board next month. A member of the Dallas committee was retired U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
You never like to be second, but I think this has been a great effort that has been made by Dallas.
Dallas couldn't host a convention in June because the American Airlines Center could be hosting NBA or NHL playoff games. Six residents near Bryan-Bachman Community Park and Southwood Valley Elementary were among reports of
reports of vehicle burglaries Monday morning in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says in each case, 10 in all, the doors were left unlocked and stolen items were limited to what could be easily carried. Mirroring multiple burglaries last weekend, police continue to ask residents to be alert for suspicious activity and to lock vehicles. Traffic at the intersection of University and Texas next to the North Point Crossing development will be affected by construction starting today to add wheelchair ramps and medians. Multiple lanes will be closed in phases over several weeks. If you're making a quick trip to downtown Bryan this week, plan to add a few more minutes for detours for rail crossing closures. Affected intersections will be at 28th and Graham today, Brazos and Reed on Thursday, and Sims and 29th on Friday. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about an online Blend College class you can take from the comfort of your own home? Or a blended class that offers the face-to-face instruction you want with the flexibility of an online class. With a growing number of online and blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Register now at blend.edu. Blend College. Proven.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting. Email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Beat the heat and get started on a healthier new you. Join Aggieland Fitness Dome for free. Call or stop by Aggieland Fitness Dome today, 979-690-3663, and get started on your risk-free trial. Aggieland Fitness Dome offers group fitness classes, indoor boot camps, fitness evaluations, on-site childcare, basketball, volleyball, cardio, personal trainers, tons of free weights, and more. So what are you waiting for? It's free to get started at Aggieland Fitness Dome, 979-690-3663.
Do you stare at a computer or work under fluorescent lights all day? Do you spend a lot of time on an e-reader, iPad, or cell phone? If you answered yes, your eyes are being permanently damaged by the blue light emitted from all LCD screens and fluorescent bulbs. Precision Eye Care can help. Precision Eye Care offers the newest defense against harmful blue light. Call 985-5305 today to learn how we can protect your eyes. Precision Eye Care, offering you the latest technology in eyewear, a Google Glass preferred partner.
6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. HA service means overtime coverage for you and your family without the overtime charges. Get home, units not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here are the happy numbers.
Some morning cloudiness a possibility. Otherwise, it's partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures around 95. May see a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. We should be partly cloudy across the region overnight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon near 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. As I look ahead to Friday, I see more sunshine in the forecast. Temperatures on Friday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor. I know my name.
Yeah,
I'm Zach Taylor,
really?
WTAW. Good grief. Coming up in sports, a Texas A&M football player is added to a trophy watch list. I'll tell you who it is and what trophy watch list he is on the list for, if that makes any sense. The TCL All-Star Game was last night at SunnyCore Field in Bryan, as well as all the World Cup and Major League Baseball news, all that more coming up in sports.
And you don't have to stay up until 11 o'clock tonight unless you want to, right?
Thank goodness. Yeah. No, I'm not going to want to either.
After doing that that game last night. And that last out, you went, thankfully, it's over, right?
And then we did the post-game show.
Oh, of course you did.
Not long. Yeah. And it was fun. I don't want
to sound
like it wasn't, but yeah, I went straight home and went straight to bed.
Got good to have it hosted here and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk to Bill Flores in the next hour, and then we'll also later on this morning talk to Kelly Templin, the city manager at College Station, just so you know. And if he's speaking of chatting and that kind of thing, apparently the Gov will get his meeting with the president today. It's time to remember that 4 years ago, he's standing on the tarmac at Bergstrom waiting for the president to come down. That meeting lasted about 27 seconds, and he handed him a letter talking to him about the very problem that they're going to discuss today. Gosh, if he'd only paid attention back then. But there you go. Yeah, see how all that works out. So we'll see what happens. And again, as we've commented, this has shown Perry in a pretty good light.
I think so.
Yeah, he was up banging on this question a couple of weeks ago in D.C. and got some pretty good time on the tube with a lot of people and on the Sunday talk shows talking about it. And he has become, obviously, the point man on this whole deal. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if he is, which I'm pretty sure he is, thinking about a 2016 run.
Yep.
Do you think he'll be able to bounce back with this, basically the conservative good that he's doing, the good pub that he's getting, as opposed to whenever he ran, you know, the oops.
Yeah, they say, maybe he was experiencing some back problems at that time and was not necessarily as focused. It's tough running for president. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Didn't help himself any there. I think he's definitely helping himself now. I mean, he's showing up as an administrator and, again, being the point man on this.
So. And wearing shoes instead of boots.
That's right, exactly. Got him wearing his black tennis sometimes. So yesterday the president asked for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to deal with the situation. Appropriations Committee over on the Senate side has scheduled a hearing for tomorrow on the request, but they could mark it up. That's what they do, you know, as early as next week. But will they approve the money quickly? That's the question. And when it comes to the money and how much that's going to cost, Breitbart Texas had an exclusive this morning saying that Greg Abbott is looking into the idea of suing the federal government over the costs associated with the crisis that's going on the border. I don't know if that's going to work. Texas sued the federal government back in the 1990s over the costs of health care and education and law enforcement. At that time, the state had alleged that the government failed to meet its border security obligations and as a result should reimburse the state. That was in the 1990s we were doing this, okay? The suit ultimately failed in the Fifth Circuit Court. We'll see how that works.
Starting to notice a pattern here.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, you need to take it to court. Doesn't mean that you're going to win, but you do need to take it to court. And actually, you can go all the way back. The taxpayers have been unhappy about this all the way back into the 80s because what they were talking about at that time, in 1982, they had a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that had to do with educating children, regardless of whether they were in the U.S. legally or not. Now, with that in mind, at least based on the spokesperson who was quoted in the paper this morning, the idea that any centers that are open, that I guess would include, if it happens, the Armory on Carson or any place else here, ideally supposed to be open only 120 days, and the average stay would be 35 days, and the kiddos would not be educated in local schools. I said ideally. From a practical standpoint, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll see. And, again, that's something that we'll talk to Bill Flores about. So is the cry from the Republican Party in Cleveland, our team suck, our team suck, our team suck? Because, you know, if they had good teams, they might not have an arena available. Maybe that's why they got the Republican National Convention rather than Dallas.
Well, I didn't hear where they were planning on having the, and whenever I think about it too, it seems like Dallas could have had it somewhere else besides the American Airlines Center. Is that the only place that they said they could have it at? I guess
Plano High School was used.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's I think that's pretty much all they have now. I don't know that the Dallas Convention Center still exists. And of course, you want it in the nicest venue that you can, and all
right.
That. Again, Cleveland doesn't have much going for it, so I guess we'll let them. You know, between that and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's about all.
They really leaned on that swing state angle,
and they did. And I think that I really do.
It's true.
Yeah, that is important. I don't know that it makes any difference at the end of the day, because when those people in Ohio walk into the booth, are they going to go, "Oh yeah, the Republicans came here and got drunk and spilled stuff on our streets"? You know, but
that's Cleveland.
Yeah. It's just Cleveland. John Boehner still looking at suing the president. Again, we'll talk to Bill Flores about that today. And let's see. And Sarah Palin, my goodness. Sarah, I'm still relevant or trying to be Palin, jumping on the Obama impeachment bandwagon.
I saw that.
She said his unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no mas. That's a direct quote. That's a little inflammatory. President Obama's rewarding of the lawlessness, including his own, is the foundational problem here. They ain't gonna do that. Okay, they're just not. They're not gonna impeach him. And but again, she gets to talk about that.
What's she doing? Speaking Spanish? Her problems, yeah, with Russia. Right?
That's right. She can't see Mexico from her kitchen.
I can't even see Mexico.
Now, very good. Now. A long time ago, there was this actress named Jacqueline Smith who was on Charlie's Angels. You may remember, you may not. She is now married to a guy named Bradley Allen, Dr. Bradley Allen, and she wants him to pursue a career in politics that would not end until he becomes president of the United States. Sources say the little lady feels the White House is where she belongs. The good doctor has just lost a congressional primary in California, but she wants to make sure everybody knows, and she talked to the National Enquirer, so it must be true,
yeah,
that she wants to be the first lady. All right, we'll see how that works
That's
out.
That's true. I guess we know who wears the pants in that family.
Experience a floral gathering at Church of Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This has been an odd year for gardening, to be sure, here in Texas, but then again, you know what? I think all of them are. There's just no standard of excellence in Texas weather. We have some unusual troubles of the late summer. I'm going to deal with those right after this important message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. There are several uncommon factors in landscapes and gardens, many of them directly caused by weather. I have some of the most bothersome among them. I'm going to start with one that is always there every year. It's called nutsedge or nutgrass. It's a real problem. It's not a true grass. In fact, grass stems are round. Sedge stems, like nutsedge, are triangular when you roll them between your thumb and index finger. There are a couple of products that can be used on nutsedge, and the time to apply them is rapidly running out. One of them is called Image, and the manufacturer recommends two applications 30 days apart, with both applications finished up by the middle of September. So mid-August is your cutoff date for the first application of Image. Now, Manage is another product. It has changed its name in recent years. It is now called Sedgehammer, and Sedgehammer is a great product for controlling nut sedge. It's now more of a consumer product as well, and only one application of it is needed. Read and follow label directions, especially around other plants that might be damaged. Webworms are making their encore appearance. They do it every year about this time. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, we've been hit by a second generation. Don't confuse these with bagworms that devour needles of junipers and arborvitae and other cone-bearing plants. Webworms form ugly grayish-white webs all over the branches of pecans, mulberries, ash, box elders, possum haw hollies, and many other trees and large shrubs. When you can safely remove them with a long-handled pole pruner, that's usually the best way to eliminate them. Of course, you can't do that around power lines. Spraying is just not very effective. Nutrient depletion is the direct result of sustained rainfall or, in this year, sustained irrigation. If you haven't fertilized for a couple of months, your plants really need the added boost. If you live in black clay soil, as much of Texas does along Interstate 35, you probably should use a quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. Actually, that's going to apply for any clay soil. If you're in a sandy soil in East Texas or elsewhere, you want to use one that is conspicuously high in nitrogen, a 4:1:2 ratio. All nitrogen for clay soils, high nitrogen for sandy soils. While most plants should be fertilized now, St. Augustine lawn should be left alone for another month or so. Get yourself into September before you feed your St. Augustine. That will lessen the chance of gray leaf spot breaking out. I'm Neil Sperry. All manners of shade in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M junior center Mike Matthews is one of 66 players named to the fall watch list for the Remington Trophy, which is given annually to college football's most outstanding center. Mike is the second Matthews brother to be named to the prestigious list, joining older brother Kevin, who is a Remington Trophy candidate for the Aggies back in 2009. Another brother, Jake, was a finalist for the Outland Trophy and won the SEC's Jacobs Blocking Trophy as a tackle for the Aggs last season. Matthews from Missouri City, Texas, started all 13 games at center for the 9-4 Aggies in 2013. Well, as you've heard us talking about, the TCL All-Star Game took place last night at Cellucor Field in Bryan.
Here's the pitch, swung on, a high line drive, hits a deep left field, going back, and that one is gone.
Oh,
so there you go. J.R. Hindsley had seemingly been in a home run drought. He hadn't had a home run all year.
What a beautiful call right there. Brazos Valley Bomber and Texas A&M Aggie J.R. Hindsley gave the North a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first, and they never looked back, topping the South 7-3. Here's North skipper and Bomber's head coach, Kurt Dixon, after the win.
It was a lot of fun. You know, you get a group of guys like that that have earned the spot to be here, battling hard for 34 games there in the first half, and to be able to come out and showcase. We had a good showing of scouts in the stands tonight, good crowd, great home run derby followed by a great all-star game, and good for the North team to come out on top.
Hindsley took home the game's MVP award, finishing 2-for-3 with an RBI, while Bomber teammate and fellow Aggie Logan Naughtybrook blasted his way to the home run derby title. The first World Cup semifinal was played yesterday afternoon, having between Germany and host country Brazil.
Close. There's more problems here. It's closer! The history man! He's done it! 2-0! And that's the goal that puts him in the record books forever!
Miroslav Klose scored a record-setting 16th career World Cup goal, and Germany obliterated Brazil 7-1. The Brazilians' previous biggest World Cup loss before yesterday, 3-0 to France in the 1998 final. The Germans will face the winner of today's 3 p.m. matchup between Argentina and the Netherlands in Sunday's final in Rio de Janeiro. The Houston Astros were back at it with the long ball last night up in Arlington.
Carter lifts it center field fairly deep. Going back on it is Martin, still going back at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Chris Carter with his second home run of the game, and the Astros' lead is 6-3.
George Springer tacked on his 18th dinger of the year as well. Houston steamrolled past Texas 8-3. Brad Peacock got the win on the mound, striking out 5 while allowing 2 runs and 6 hits over 5 2/3 innings. His counterpart, Phil Irwin, got the loss, giving up 3 earned runs and 4 innings in his Rangers debut.
Basically, just came down to first inning and kind of wasted all my pitches there. I was overthrown out of the gate and command was bad. And after I went in and sat for a while, I calmed down and came out and felt like I threw the ball well.
It's also worth noting that Texas outfielder Jason Smolinski grabbed 2 hits in his first major league game. The Astros are now within 1 game of the Rangers for 3rd place in the AL West and will look to climb out of the gutter for the first time since coming to the league when the two teams face off tonight at 7:05. Astros coverage will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, and Rangers broadcast will be on The Zone HD 95.1-3. Attestee Donald Sterling is due back on the witness stand today after a lively 90-minute appearance yesterday, disputing those who say he suffers from Alzheimer's disease as he tries to fight for control of the LA Clippers. The 80-year-old billionaire contends that his wife Shelley had no authority to single-handedly arrange a team sale to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Marcel Kittel of Germany won the 4th stage of the Tour de France, which covered 101 miles. The win is his 3rd of the race, as he won 2 of the stages held in England. But despite his success, Italy's Vincenzo Nibali retained the yellow jersey, symbolic of being the overall leader. And the 39th Junior PGA Championship is set to get underway July 29th through August 1st at Miramont Country Club in Bryan. Miramont, which opened in 2005, becomes the first facility in Texas to host the Junior PGA Championship, one of the nation's premier events in junior golf. The elite field at Miramont will include both the girls' and boys' division champions from 2013 and will serve as a qualifying event to make the 2014 U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team, which will be contested September 22nd through 23rd over in Scotland. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
All right, thanks a lot, Zach. It's about 3 minutes till. You know, we've been talking about the Sleep Number store, and that's the only place where you can find out what your sleep number is, so that when you get your Sleep Number bed, you get the best sleep that you've ever had. And it's the technology of the Sleep Number bed that makes that so. It's a dual chamber technology where you can have one setting, your sleep partner can have another setting, you don't disturb each other, and the mattress is just the way that you want it to be. But it can be better, because now the Sleep Number store has the Sleep IQ technology. And what this does is it connects directly to your wireless device or your computer, so that you can find out exactly how you sleep. Yeah, how you sleep. And it can maybe mean that you adjust your lifestyle some, or you adjust your settings differently. You don't have to do anything. You don't wear anything. You don't turn anything on or off. All you do is sleep. And then you get the report on the Sleep Number technology from the Sleep IQ app that they have. And you know exactly how good your sleep can be. So come in right now, because the lowest prices of the season are available. You can save $300 to $750 on select Sleep Number beds. And you can only find the Sleep Number beds at the Sleep Number store in College Station, located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit family
familyandestatelaw.com. In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. BrazosBounty.com. 95 or so for a high temperature, actually all the way till Sunday. Getting closer to 100, really. Maybe a 20% chance of rain. Lows around 70.